That brings us to Senate Bill 17, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the authority of the PUC with regard to wind energy facilities. Senate Bill 17 is now for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning. My name is Relaine Weiss. I'm attorney with the Public Utilities Commission. With Senate Bill 17, the Commission's three main goals are to clarify the Commission's jurisdiction regarding the siting of wind facilities, then, once clarified, to place the siting process in the shorter 6-month time frame instead of the 12 to 18 month process, and finally, to be allowed the ability to require bonds or similar requirements to ensure that once towers are decommissioned, that they are properly removed. So beginning with the first goal of clarifying the Commission's jurisdiction, I would first note that the current law applies to energy conversion facilities that are capable of generating 100 megawatts or larger. A large wind energy turbine or tower is rated to produce in an approximate range of 0.5 to 2 megawatts. Thus, when a large wind farm is built, the towers in the aggregate can easily meet or exceed the 100 megawatt threshold. So the question that has risen is whether a large wind farm, which is capable of generating 100 megawatts or more of electricity, falls under our current definition of energy conversion facilities. The Commission wants to clarify our jurisdiction in order to prevent any legal challenges that could result in large wind farms being delayed or abandoned. So going to page 3, starting on line 17, that is the Commission's proposed definition for wind energy facilities. The Commission is proposing that a wind energy facility be defined as a system of towers that generates 100 megawatts or more of electricity, which is, of course, consistent with our current authority regarding energy conversion facilities. Now, going to the second goal of the bill, the second goal is to place the siting of wind farms in the more streamlined and much shorter 6-month process instead of the process that could take up to 18 months. The reason for this is that wind farms are constructed in a much shorter time frame than your typical energy conversion facility, which would be like a coal plant. So beginning again on page 3 on line 19, we have placed wind energy facilities in the 6-month time frame. And then finally, going to our third goal, turning to page 4, line 18, we added another section to our rulemaking authority. This provision would allow the Commission to adopt rules to require bonds, guarantees, or other measures to provide funding for the removal of wind towers, and this is to provide protection for landowners when a wind farm is no longer operating and the towers need to be removed. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jeff Simon, registered lobbyist for MDU Resources Group, representing our utility, Montana Dakota Utilities. We can support this legislation, and I'm also authorized to speak on behalf of the Investor-Owned Utility Association in South Dakota. We also support the bill.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Darla Pullman Rogers, representing South Dakota Rural Electric Association. I think Ms. Wiest has done an excellent job of explaining the bill to you, and I'm here to tell you that our association also supports the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Are there any other proponents? Senate Bill 17. Seeing none, we'll close to opponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 17? Seeing none, we will close to questions from the committee. Representative Dykstra.
Please, can we ask you a question? Explain to me again about the thresholds here. At what point? What size point would the PUC be involved in these projects?
It would be 100 megawatts or larger. So if you're talking about wind turbines that are 1.5 megawatt turbines, you're talking about 67 towers.
Why is it necessary for us to limit ourselves to only the larger projects? Is there no risk of siting problems at smaller projects?
There certainly could be a risk of siting with smaller projects. When talking with the investor-owned utilities, they preferred the 100 megawatts. They wanted it to be similar to other energy conversion facilities, which starts at the 100 megawatts. That's why we amended it from 40 to 100 megawatts over on the other side.
Yeah. I'm actually,
Representative Dykstra.
I'm actually concerned about this, the very small ones. I think the greater risk of abandonment and lack of resources for either for cleanup or in fact the risk from a consumer protection standpoint, again I'm talking about the landowner side, don't you think there's a role for regulators to protect the landowner from the unscrupulous developers who go out and stick them with a isolated tower and long-term payments?
I think there certainly could be a risk of that. The commission was just trying to look at it from the perspective of the small developer who didn't want to go through any more regulatory process, I guess.
Further questions? Are there any other questions? Representative Michaels.
I'm fixated on the decommissioning bond requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, on page 4, line 18, well, let me back up. These facilities currently by rule promulgation, like I said, I am consistent, did not speak to any bond requirements on a conversion facility now. Is that correct?
Right.
Why?
I don't know why they never spoke to bond requirements with respect to energy conversion facilities. I think the difference, between having bonds for an energy conversion facility and a wind facility is the fact that with wind facilities, they're being placed on private landowners' property. They're usually just getting an easement for the towers, and then the farmers, of course, are working around it. Whereas when you have an energy conversion facility, such as a large coal plant, the utility owns all that land around that. So that's why I think the difference is that it's why we only put the bonding requirement, and we think it's necessary for removal of wind towers.
Follow-up?
Representative Michaels.
Thank you. Yeah, was there a reason, Ruan, on line 19 that it was decommissioning or removal? I mean, if it were decommissioned, wouldn't removal be part of it?
I think so, that they're probably redundant.
Or, I mean, it's disjunctive, so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Seeing no questions, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Michaels.
Move to amend, please. On page 4, line 19, delete the word or and insert the word and.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Representative Frost. Motion to amend. Comments on that motion?
Well, I want to commend the Public Utilities Commission because I think it's critical. I think there are a number of points. One, that a number of people are trying to cite these individually, and I think, as was said on the previous bill by Representative Dykstra, there's some problems out there. I mean, people are signing easements, not understanding what in the world they're doing, and nor are they availing themselves of the capabilities either of the PUC or other council. But at the very least, from our responsibility, all of these enterprises shouldn't be able to start without having some mechanism, a bond or surety, based on whatever criteria that the PUC thinks is appropriate. But decommissioning should include removal, so that they're not left there unsightly for generations to come.
Further comments? Seeing none, the motion to amend Senate Bill 17, all those in favor of that amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 17 is so amended. Further comments and or action?
Chair.
Representative Dykstra.
Move to pass as amended.
Representative Dykstra moves do pass. Representative Rave seconds. Comments on that motion? Representative Dykstra.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to resist allowing my reservations about the interference of the bureaucracy in the development process in light of the fact that nobody in the industry seems to think that's a problem, and I wouldn't like to get in the way of the love fest. I am concerned that the larger projects, frankly, I think there is an issue with decommissioning, and we should be requiring developers of all sizes to file bonds to cover that cost. These are projects that will be, in the best case, operating for years and years, and there's no telling who's going to be around at the end when it comes time to clean it up, or when it becomes obsolete and needs to be replaced. There's also a problem, I think, on the smaller end, and I think the larger companies are less likely to be so transitory, but actually the small end is where the problem is. And I would encourage the PUC to look at that. And frankly, I know of cases where people are traveling around the country telling landowners and farmers that for a down payment of $30,000, they can have their own wind tower, and they provide no service to get them actually into the grid or even tell them where the grid is. They just the people just believe without looking that there's net metering, and there isn't. And I think that we're on the threshold of a consumer protection issue that we need to address. Everybody's excited about wind power, but most people don't understand the complications of that. And I think that is a role for our regulators. So I don't, with this 6-month promise in this bill, I don't see this as an impediment to the larger developments, but neither do I see it as a resolution to where I see the bigger risk. So I would encourage the passage of this bill and for the PUC to go back and work on something that protects the little guy.
Further comments? A lot of passion behind that motion. Further comments? Seeing none, the motion is due pass on Senate Bill 17. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Frost?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Haley?
Aye.
Marcus?
Aye.
Frost?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Graves?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Senate Bill 17 goes to the floor. Due pass as amended.